Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog, Side Pig, Feathership Monday podcast, a show that happens twice a week where two old guys talk about old games. Today's Monday is a little bit different. We didn't do calls last Monday, so right. We saved them all for this Monday. So this is 100% viewer call-in, text, email, any way you got to us. We are putting it out in this episode.
Mainly calls, though.
I'm your beard host, Tyler, and if you can't tell or have heard, I have pneumonia.
Uh-huh.
So...
what is that?
I think the people, like, it's the proper British way to say it, because that's how it's spelled, but I think Americans say it pneumonia.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's not pneumonia in your gooter. pneumonia. It's like you strictly urinate pneumonia.
Well, see, when I was little, I thought...
God, don't please don't steal my intro.
Did you also think pneumonia and ammonia
was the same thing? God damn it. Yes. That was totally my intro.
We can share that together. That'll be our dual intro.
Oh, I totally did, man. I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, and I also thought that pneumonia and ammonia were the same thing. I actually thought that's where ammonia came from for the longest time, because I remember my grandmother had pneumonia one time, and I remember thinking to myself, well, at least she's resupplying the world with ammonia.
See, I was horrified. I was like, why do we keep it in the house then? Because I got it when I was little. And then I remember seeing it like underneath the sink. So I was like, why are you wiping this down with this stuff that got me so sick?
Your parents are sprinkling it on your face when you sleep. Not going to school tomorrow, Tyler.
I guess we could talk about... So you may hear lots of coughing on this episode.
Yeah, I don't...
I apologize.
What do I have to do to get pneumonia? Meg was saying I could, like, French kiss you or something.
We can't kiss.
Uh-huh.
We can't share, like, silverware. So we can't just lick that spoon when we eat ice cream together.
Right.
When we share a pint of ice cream together Sunday after the show.
Yeah.
And I can't cough in your face.
All right. So don't do that thing again.
So I told Meg, like, they didn't say we couldn't have sex. I just can't cough. I just can't cough in your face. So
can we just go ahead and title this episode the one where Dave gets pneumonia?
Yep. But we have a lot of calls to get to. So
yeah, you want
to
start them?
Yeah, we probably should. Okay. We could talk about illness for like 45 minutes. But
I'm good. I'm going to talk about illness. I'm going to talk about penguins. You and Kyle had a really good penguin conversation that I didn't get to take part in. So I would like to request a special penguin episode in the future.
I think that's fair.
All right. First call.
Hey, guys. This is Chandra Martinez. I'm the one who Twittered you. Is that a thing? I don't know. Anyway, I'm pretty sure I'm getting this in late, so whatever. Don't care. Go love, swag, money. I hate myself now. Anyway, I did like Yoshi's Cookie, obviously, if I... tweeted you. However, I played the SNES version. It might not have been on an SNES console, so that probably contributed to me liking it so much, because didn't like the music, just put on my own. Didn't have to give up the TV, could instead just watch TV while I played. So that's probably why I liked it so much more, the SNES version, because I didn't have to give up those things. I'm not trying to incriminate myself or anything, so I totally own the cartridge. No, I don't know any Spider Girls, but I did see that one documentary about that girl in, I think it was in some third world country. It might have been India. That's not third. I don't know. Anyway. She had, like, multiple limbs, and they called her the Spider Girl. It was really weird, and I saw it years ago, so I don't remember much other than she had a bunch of legs and arms, and it was kind of creepy. If I was in the band Come Blind Fuck Slave, I would play the flute because that's what I've played since I was like 11. So probably a good bet I could swing that still. And then my favorite cookie is it's the soft bake chocolate chunk cookies. Like it's a chocolate chunks in a chocolate cookie, but it's soft baked, so it's nice and chewy. I like a chewy cookie. I made notes so I wouldn't forget things. Love your show, guys, and maybe I'll call back when I'm not so awkward and weird. And anyway, bye.
Awesome.
She plays the cum flute. She said she would play the cum flute in our band.
Did she? I think she just said well, it's, flute.
It's our band, Come Blind Fuck Slave. So if she plays the flute in the band, she's playing the cum flute.
Or maybe she's playing the fuck flute.
Let's give
her the option.
The cum flute or the fuck flute.
Both of those options lead to nowhere good. Really?
Nope. So, I suppose also just the regular flute is fun.
The regular flute. Well, it's acceptable.
Three options.
You kind of made me do a double take. I was like, did she say the cum flute? It doesn't. Why?
Well, in the band, it only makes sense.
So she likes to game the way that you like to game, Tyler, mm-hmm. by watching television while she does it. I don't understand how you guys do it.
I just multitasking. I just enjoy it. It depends on what kind of game it is. If it's something kind of grindy and something that doesn't demand my full attention,
then it's not a game you should be playing.
I'll get bored if it's not super demanding. So I need something that I can do. Plus, I have so much different kind of media that I want to go through. I have to cram it all together.
Like, I understand, but I'm kind of like taking on a new rule, and that is like if I get bored playing a game, I'm not playing that game anymore.
That's fair.
Thank you for calling. And also for putting the horrible image of the Indian spider girl in my mind.
Yeah. Now we'll have to find it.
I know. We're going to have to dig that up and post it in the show notes. Maybe we can find the full documentary even and send it directly to Blake Woods of Blackthorn fame.
Oh, God. That is going to wreck his week. Oh, man.
So hopefully we can send it to him while he's eating.
It was like after Ashley Shake played... Outlast at my house, it just ruined his evening. Like he was just so unsettled for the rest of the night. He just couldn't have fun with everybody.
Wow.
He had to get several drinks in before he calmed down again. That's how Blake will be if he sees the actual spider girl.
All right, so we got to do it. Thank you so much for calling and answering our questions. You're not late. You're early. You were early for the all call show.
Mm-hmm.
Got another call, Tyler.
Yeah.
Hey, Tad Fog. This is listener Chris. I've got a Yoshi's Cookie story for you, and like any good Yoshi's Cookie story, it's related to September 11th. So I graduated from college in May of 2001 and moved to Chicago. I had a degree in aviation. I got a job in Chicago working on airplanes, and got my first job on August 28th, about 2 weeks before September 11th, and spent about 2 weeks doing my new job, new career, all excited, happy, liking it, and feeling pretty good. I had my first vacation. I had 3 days off, and I decided to go ahead and take the train home to visit. And my 3 days off were Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the Tuesday was September 11th. So I get on the train about 7:30 in the morning. Nothing's going on. Everything seems fine. So I'm riding home, sleeping, not really paying much attention to anything. All of a sudden, about 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm kind of awakened, hearing people who have cell phones having some weird conversations about maybe the Sears Tower blew up, the Empire State Building, something happened. I'm picking up all these pieces, and obviously something's going on. It's not a normal day, and I don't have a cell phone, can't get mobile internet or anything like that, don't have any access. So a few minutes later, train stops, middle of a farmer's field, in the middle of nowhere. Conductor comes on, tells us that, basically tells us what has happened. He tells us that the World Trade Center's been attacked, not really sure what's going on, but we're going to go ahead and stop the train to inspect for bombs. So, you know, day is just getting weirder and weirder. Now, because of all the bomb inspections and all this stuff, trains run super late, like 4 hours late. So I finally get home, get to the train station. Again, I don't have a cell phone. I have a friend of mine that's supposed to pick me up. I'm calling him on the payphone 3 or 4 times, just getting answer machines, nothing, no communication, no way to get a hold of him. So I finally just give up and decide to walk to his house. About 4 miles, but I didn't really have any other options. September 11th, whatever. So I'm walking to his house on a four-lane highway, and all of a sudden a car pulls up behind me, and it's him. He'd been kind of running the route between the train station and his house trying to find me since we couldn't find each other. So I'm relieved. He picks me up, takes me to his house, and, you know, all I want to do is watch TV. I've heard all these bits and pieces, and it's insane trying to grasp all this. So we sit down and watch TV for about half an hour, and I'm, you know, getting to see all this for the first time with the planes hitting the buildings and the people jumping out, all the awful stuff. And just trying to soak all this in. And again, I know it's a bit selfish, but I just started a job working for an airline, and now these guys are using planes to blow up buildings. Yeah. So not voting well for my career choice. But on top of all the...
All right. Looks like the voicemail cut him off, and it continues.
Hey, Dad Pog, listener Chris, I guess my story was too long for the voicemail.
No worries.
Anyway,
it's a good story.
I will finish now. So I finished watching all the September 11th horribleness, trying to soak all this awful crap in, and just, you know, World War III, what is going on? And I was done. We were done. And my buddy had a Super Nintendo hooked up to the TV, and Yoshi's Cookie was in it. So we spent about an hour and a half just absorbing all of the awfulness of September 11th while I played Yoshi's Cookie. And that is my Yoshi's Cookie story. Thanks, guys.
That's a lot better than my Yoshi's Cookie story.
Yep.
I think probably the most people have ever played Counter-Strike was on September 12th.
Okay.
Because I remember playing it. I remember, like, the servers were slammed, and no one wanted to play Terrorist. I don't know why.
Because I remember I was on my way. It was my senior year in high school, and I was on my way. I was driving, pulling in the driveway to my high school and listening to Bob and Tom in the morning. And that's where I first heard about it.
Was on Bob and Tom?
Was on Bob
that's
and Tom.
That's where all the good news, or I shouldn't say good news.
That's where you go.
That's where all the big news breaks. Yeah.
And of course, then my first hour, we had, you know, four blocks, whatever. My first block was honors senior English. And I had the easiest senior English year ever, because after that happened, all the rest of the year all revolved around the sort of relief effort.
Mm-hmm.
So very little English went on.
They didn't let you go home that day?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow. I was at Murray, so I just didn't go to classes after that because it happened during a photography class. And when I got home, I was like, what the hell is going on? And just decided not to go to any more classes that day.
That's valid. And the only tragedy I remember I've ever been let out of school for.
Mm-hmm. School shooting?
No, I still had to go to school that day.
Really?
Yeah. But the only one was in college. One of my classes, the professor let us out when one of the space shuttles exploded I can't remember which one. In takeoff, it exploded.
Tony knows.
Tony will know.
And Wiley it's a race.
Laura, Wiley and Laura.
It's a race. It's 83.
He led us out of class that day. That's the only time I've ever. No other professor or teacher has ever really cared enough to let us go.
So what do you think of Yoshi's Cookie, Chris? I mean,
he didn't say it was a good time or a good
right,
memory.
That was so it was just under interesting circumstances. I mean, it was probably good after like probably the shittiest day that you could possibly have.
Yeah.
It's still probably not a great game, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. I actually dropped the ball. Listener Chris, we want to get you on the show sometime to talk about pinball because we know that you are a very talented gentleman when it comes to balling the pin. So,
Ball pinnery.
Which is something that I know like nothing about and want to learn more about.
I saw last time I went to Game Galaxy, they no longer have the bounty on... that pinball game you spent a few hours on.
Black Knight.
You're right.
2000, I think it is. That means someone must have beat the high
score.
Someone
did it probably a few times, made them lose money. So
they were like, nah, fuck that noise. We got some more calls.
Hello, Tyler and Dave. This is Dennis. I appreciate you guys answering my question, even if it wasn't two parts. But I'm just playing. Either way, you know, all it really did was leave me with some more questions. And first of all, I'm curious if Tyler said that the dancing game, which I'm sorry I can never remember, you know, he did so well at it that women swooned. Is that what they told him, or is that what he is, too? So I'm just very curious if this is just how he read the situation, or maybe the girl was direct and said, "Man, you dance like a motherfucker, and I want to get on you." Or was it more of a, "Oh my God, he's trying to dance for me. He's trying to impress me by dancing in a video game. Maybe I'll throw up one." Now, which do you think it is? Occam's Razor kind of tells me it might be the second. And then also, I want to say, I really enjoyed Dave's, story about the loss of virginity. And, I mean, it just makes me regret that I am married, because if I wasn't, I would go out tonight and I would dance in some arcade and pick up the finest woman there and just throw up all over and fuck her all night. You guys just make me regret being married for the first time. Anyway, I'm just messing with you guys. I really enjoyed the show, and you really had me laughing a lot today. So I don't really have any video game-based questions off the top of my head. Other than, here you go. What other games can you two think of that you could play so well that you could make panties drop? Well, anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
He said he was fucking with us.
Yeah.
Didn't say he was fucking with his wife. So
that is true. So yeah.
Okay, let me explain the situation, Dennis. I let the girl, her sister, and her sister's husband, they all played several rounds of Pump It Up first and failed spectacularly. So then I got up there.
They brought shame to their family.
Right. And then I fucking knocked it out of the park. See, and I can do the kind of shit where, like, I flip around, I can do it without looking at the screen.
Yeah. So you told us about flipping around.
I saw their facial reactions. They were stunned.
Really?
Because they could not do it. And then when I got up there and knocked out some of the hardest songs, yeah, no. I saw the look on her face.
Yeah,
couldn't see the moisture.
Describe it. Yeah, I was about to say.
But I saw the look of just shock and awe on her face. So
you could feel the barometric pressure in the room shift.
Yeah, yeah.
Dennis, thanks for calling. I'm curious about why you called us from a Chinese fireworks factory. I hope everything's okay. If you're hitting on hard times, man, we could start a Tadpog charity fund.
He could also be at one of those bubble wrap popping fetish parties.
Oh, right. Well, in that case, congratulations.
In that case, why didn't you invite us, Dennis?
Right. I will bring the tequila, and I'll get super drunk, and I'll make sure everything works out for everybody. Thanks for calling, buddy. We appreciate hearing from you.
Panty dropping games? Do you have any?
Oh shit! I was just gonna gloss over that because I don't.
Sure you do. Sure you do.
Like what? What do I got? You answer for me.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
I don't really think
that Naruto game for GameCube.
All right, okay.
You were really good at that.
But I never got any trim because of it. I've never had sex because of a video game.
We need to ask Nikki. Maybe she was so impressed with your Nine Tails cloak Naruto skills.
Maybe Guitar Hero. Maybe that turned her on once.
Okay.
Guitar Hero. I'm not putting words in her mouth.
It needs to be something where you physically move if you're going to impress somebody. No one's going to be really impressed, I think, with your controller skills. But
no.
Guitar Hero.
Bark at the Moon on Expert. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get the blood pumping.
I'm trying to think of any other. Using the rules of like games that are physically involved.
Mm-hmm. We Fit.
I was about to say, maybe Punch Out for the Wii.
Uh-huh.
Because you move during that.
You do.
So I'm not excellent at it. I'm much better at Super Punch Out, but that'll make guys clap me on the back. It's not gonna make any girls.
I'm impressed by your Super Punch Out. But yeah, I'm not gonna drop.
So if you want a guy to pat you on the back.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna drop my panties.
We'll see. We'll see, David.
Isn't the word panties really weird?
Yeah,
to
I
you?
Like it.
I don't like it either.
Nope.
And I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, see, I called them panties till I was much older because that's all I'd ever heard them called.
Did your parents call them panties?
Yeah.
Because my dad called underwear panties for a long time, but not his, always mine.
Oh.
So I don't know why. Maybe because they were much smaller than his. Because I was six.
Why don't you put your panties on?
Yeah, pretty much. What, you just opened a window to my childhood, man.
Did I pull something out that was repressed?
Yeah.
Click. Oh my God.
Welcome to my suffering.
See, I don't even remember calling them panties. I just remember my mom and dad told me I called them panties for years. So once I came online, memory-wise, then I started calling my underwear.
Underwear, please. Thanks again for calling, Dennis. Sorry, I wanted to totally skip your question. I'm sure you understand.
Hey, Tad Pog, it's Paul Korn. I am just calling in. I am going to be displaying comics that I write at OhioCon this coming Friday, the 24th through the 26th. So if anybody in the Tad Pog Nation wants to come by and say hi, find me at the Wayward Cross Comics table. Me and my artists are going to be up there, so I was wondering if you guys, one for each of you, wanted a sketch from Franklin Twins,
yes,
who are the artists I work with. Something with video games or anime or something like that. Just figured it might be something you're interested in. So keep up the good work. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hell yeah, that's something we're interested in.
I wish I wasn't running a fever or had to work.
Well, unfortunately, this will be over by the time...
Oh, yeah,
Other Shit Monday comes
yeah,
out.
That's true.
But I'll tell you what, maybe we can tweet about it or something,
yeah,
or put it
good.
On Facebook in case anyone's in the area. They can go check it out. I've seen some of the webcomics, and if you haven't yet, do a search on Facebook for, I think it's Wayward Cross webcomics. Let me check that real quick because there's some stuff up there on Facebook. Yeah. It's under Wayward Cross Comics. It's pretty cool stuff. I'm going to start checking in on it weekly.
Sounds good.
I was really impressed. Yes, we like free stuff.
Get a spot at Dragon Con. We'll be there too.
Yeah, so. Hell yeah. And there's a lot of people there.
Yeah. But I would love a sketch. Let me think about it very carefully. We need to get you that Goosebumps book before.
I know.
Because it'd be sad if we get a sketch before we send the Goosebumps.
Oh, no, that's going to happen. Trust me, that's going to happen. Can we dictate what the sketch is? Like, can it be like me in the bumblebee suit or me as Julie with my long prosthetic penis and you as Zeke?
With my long prosthetic penis.
But instead of coming down, yours just goes up. Yours is like coming up through your shirt collar.
Like a snorkel.
Yeah. A periscope. Just checking things out. Every now and then you grab it by the neck and talk into it.
Thank you very much, Paul Korn.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Good evening, gentlemen. Exalted at Lord Micah Purdue here.
There he is.
Calling a few days late with this week's Would You Rather. Hopefully it makes you guys in time. In order to record your episode. If not, I apologize. And you're going to get double dipped next week. Yes, I just said double dip. This week's Would You Rather, I'm going to go with a Seth MacFarlane-related Would You Rather. Reason being, there's on YouTube, actually it's on Hulu, from American Dad, you know, Bing or YouTube or whatever. Search American Dad car sales, about a minute long. And it's hilarious, and it's how my everyday life feels. Not that I'm a crook, because I'm not a crook. That famous quote. I think it's the famous
sure.
quote. Whatever.
It's a solid Nixon impression.
Would you rather watch Family Guy or American Dad? I'm actually going to go with American Dad, just because it's different. Don't get me wrong. I like Family Guy. Not my cup of tea. I much rather would watch American Dad, and I'm not sure why. Seems like American Dad's funnier sometimes. But yeah, American Dad is what it is. Keep up the good work. Can't wait to hear you guys' answer. Talk to you later.
Lord Mike, exalted Lord Mike, I'm sorry. Apologies. I graciously extend my apologies to you, exalted Lord Mike. That's an interesting question. I feel like it's a conversation that Tyler, you and I have had on a few times.
We burned through a lot of seasons of those shows when we were playing Diablo 3.
That is true. And that was a sign that I should have stopped playing Diablo 3.
But I could go Cleveland show.
Cleveland show?
No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
No. Cleveland show is not as bad as it was made out to be.
No.
But I don't think it's as funny as the other two.
No.
It wasn't bad. Canceled now, though. Hit 100 episodes, got canceled. Got enough for syndication, got canceled.
So there's almost as many Tadpog episodes as there are over the Cleveland
episodes
show.
Of the Cleveland
so
show.
So once we hit 101, can we throw a Cleveland show-themed party?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Because we've already surpassed the Game of Thrones book in length. So now we have to our next goal is episodes of the Cleveland Show.
Just the first Game of Thrones book.
Just the first
one. Right. We got a ways to go.
For the whole series.
Right.
But I also really like American Dad, I guess because it feels more streamlined.
It's structured. Like there's a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more... You get more sense of like the characters. I got to say, I don't like Roger as much as I like Brian.
Why is that?
Roger just gets on my nerves a little bit.
Because Roger reminds you of Andy Dick?
I actually don't mind Andy Dick all that much. I think he is a jerk and he's crazy, but he has done some stuff that isn't... Like Kathy Griffin talks about some of his stuff that I think is like brilliant and hilarious, but he doesn't get a lot of credit for.
It's fine with me.
But overall, like I'll defend John Lovitz. Hopefully, fan of the show.
No.
If he ever calls in.
No, he hasn't called in yet.
Like, I mean, he deserved to be punched in the face by John Lovitz for the shit he said about Phil Hartman.
And that's my big beef with Andy Dick is that shit he said about Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Fuck that noise.
But over, I guess, I mean, it's close, but probably American Dad.
I got to go Family Guy. I know that's not a big shocker to you.
Mm-mm.
I think Family Guy is a lot funnier because I like humor that's
random,
absurd. So I really, really like the interjections that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the more random, the better. I know, what is it? Is it a South Park episode where they've got the manatees with the beach balls?
Yeah.
And they're the writers of Family Guy.
Yeah.
That's fine. It works for me. I like it. Keep it that way. I also like American Dad, though. I don't have a problem with it. I haven't seen nearly as much of it as I have Family Guy, though.
I think it took a little while. Plus, I mean, I enjoy poking fun at conservative humor.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's probably why I like it a little bit more. Like, I'll watch The Daily Show and then an hour of American Dad, and I'm good. So
Colbert Report,
yeah. See, yeah, it's there. So, but Family Guy also. I don't dislike Family Guy, but a little bit. But good question, Lord Mike.
Yeah,
thank you. Exalted,
really good.
Lord Mike.
Yes, Tyler.
Damn it.
Come on. Don't make the same mistake I did.
Tyler, Dave, it is Baron Paul of What's Bolton Playing Today. Sorry, What's Paul Playing Today is the actual name of the show. My bad. Anyway, yeah, fuck it up too. Right. yes, Dave, thank you so much for the shout-outs about Trainzy. I always like hearing about Trainzy status. Other than that, I just want to give you guys a call, see what's going on, catching up, that kind of thing. But always, as always, I appreciate you. The podcast, I appreciate listening, and I appreciate the shout outs on the show. Take care. Tropical Capricorn.
I can never remember the name of your show, Paul, and I apologize. I have no excuse for it because it is your Steam name. it is your Steam name, but I always want to say, what's Paul been playing? I always do. I'm not saying you should change the name of your show, but maybe consider it. I never remember it correctly. It's What's Paul Playing Today.
Okay.
And if you're not familiar with the show, you can check it out on YouTube by doing a search through that. I definitely watched his Zombies Ate My Neighbors video because it helped me prepare for our show.
And I meant to talk about whenever we did what we've been playing segment on our show, like, because I played. He was fiddling with RPG Maker and knocked out in a very short amount of time, made a one dungeon game that was solid. So Paul knows his shit. So I'm looking forward to him because I know he's planning on really fleshing some stuff out. So I'm really looking forward to what he does.
I need to play it. I downloaded it, but I'm sorry, Paul. I haven't played it yet. I'm sorry.
But I'm looking forward to seeing what you do further. And then once you make it, we'll plug the shit out of it on the show. Put a link. People can download it. It'll be great.
Hell yeah. Let us know when you're ready. We will we will distribute it and take a tidy cut of the profit. what's 50% of zero?
We'll take 10% of the Tadpog points. We'll bank those.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Hey, Tadpog. It's John Sullivan. It's been a while since I called. It's 9 o'clock here in Illinois. I've been up and back and forth to work since almost 6 this morning, and I just wanted to say thank you, guys. I had some backlog of episodes, and man, this car ride would have really sucked if I didn't have some Tadpog to listen to. So I just want to let you guys know you're doing a really great job. I really appreciate the show. I think it only gets better. And, you know, I wanted to say, as somebody who's been listening since episode 3, I like to consider myself a friend of the show, and I'm starting to wonder where my title is.
Hmm.
I never got a title.
That's a good point.
What's the deal? All right. You guys have fun. Keep it up. Love the show. Capricorn.
That's two. I love it. That's two. And I'm so glad that you called. Tyler can confirm this. Like, the moment I heard your voice, I just felt my face light up.
Yep. It was like that fuck yeah gift. Yeah.
Show notes. Man, we got to come up with a title. He is a friend of the show. Definitely. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Not only with like call in support, but he's also sent us stuff and putting us in his game. So, yeah.
John Sullivan?
John F. John Sullivan. President's good.
Yeah. El Presidente. Just because I like saying that.
El Jefe.
El Jefe. That means the boss.
The boss.
Right? Yeah.
El Jefe Biblioteca. The boss library.
That's a good title.
And that's, I could also call him the polished carrot.
What is that?
Pule zanahoria?
There's no fucking way I could ever say that. So let's not do that one.
Because I probably remember anything from my kitchen Spanish class in culinary school.
Well, let's think this through. He's from Illinois, so we got that. Mm-hmm. We can consider that. He's an artist. Consider that. Mm-hmm. So what do you got?
He does a good JFK impression.
Yeah.
And he likes our show.
So clearly those four things overlap. All right, El Jefe.
Well, I'll make an asterisk right here. And by the end of the show, we'll have thought of something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There's Trainsy.
That's a clear Trainsy.
There's Trainsy, Paul, if you can hear.
That's the loudest Trainsy I've heard in a while.
All right. Sorry, John. Clearly, we didn't listen to these calls before doing the show. I thought it'd be more fun that way. I do believe that we are, for the moment, stumped, but we're going to come back to it at the end if we remember. chances are we're going to turn the microphones off after ending the show.
Somebody will go, oh, fuck.
Yeah, 2 minutes will go by and one of us will be like, ah, damn it. So yeah, if that
I'll get home and text you.
We've got another call here, Tyler. We've got a few more, but this one the caller ID picked up as Saint.
Nice.
Zach.
Tad Pog Nation, St. Zach here. Just calling to, talk about the episode that's coming out tomorrow. I knew I forgot to do something this weekend, but Zombies Ate My Neighbors was one of my favorite games growing up. I played that for hours with my buddy John from down the street. He had a Genesis. I was the one with the Super, so he would always come over and we'd each get new games, and we played the shit out of Zombies Ate My Neighbors. There were so many secret passages and different things you can do, but the one thing I remember, and I know you fuckers did this too, was sit and watch the female jump on the trampoline. Like, how, I really want to know. Now, I'm going to take a second to let you guys give your answers, but how much time as a child did you spend watching the 16-bit boobs bounce up and down on the screen while she jumped on the trampoline?
I'm not answering yet.
If it was anything less than 2 hours, your answer is wrong. Because I know you did it more than that. Anyway, I will talk with you guys later. Cord bless.
All right. Spoken like a true Genesis kid. Am I right?
Yeah. I didn't see boobs. I thought the girl was like 6 because I just saw pigtails.
Yeah. I thought so too. But I'm not going to, like, I can't, like, get a, I don't have a get out of jail free card. I did totally notice Julie's cleavage, which she may be young. I don't know. All I know is.
Oh, Julie's cleavage.
No. He was talking about trampoline girl, like the ginger kid on the trampoline.
Okay.
I think she is like 6.
Yeah. That's why I didn't notice anything.
But like, I don't give myself a complete pass because I do notice things. I mean, I am a man, Tyler. In case you need to be reminded.
I know.
you haven't given me your pneumonia yet. But
I questioned that once and you showed me the hard way. I know.
It was a, never mind.
That was a rough Wednesday.
Well, you know. but of course, I used to always, just repeatedly press pause while playing Street Fighter 2. Just hoping to get that glimpse of Chun-Li's panties.
During her ting-tong kick?
Her ting-tong kick, yes.
Yeah.
Also, I think maybe Zach might be trying to help us come up with John Sullivan's title, because he could be John from down the street Sullivan.
Hmm.
Just throwing that out there as an option.
I've gotten a few things written down, so I make a list, and I'm going to run them all by you at the end.
Wait, I see you didn't write down John from Down the Street Sullivan. I don't think you like that one very much. No.
I want an adjective title.
Oh, okay.
Not like a boxing nickname that comes in the middle.
You don't want to break the mold?
Mm-mm.
What are you, bucking your chaotic
I'm
trend?
I'm so lawful.
Thanks for calling, Zach. I'm sorry that I didn't watch The Trampoline Girl. And Tyler, I know secretly you did. All right, next call.
Secret.
Good evening, gentlemen. Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue. Calling in to... want to make sure I get a call into the famous call-in show, as I have hopes that it will be amazing.
Sorry.
Trying to spread the word. Hopefully you get some random phone calls that made absolutely no sense, and I hope that I have a hand in that. Fingers crossed. I've got a request. Don't have a would you rather, but I've got a request for you guys, along with Tad Pognet. Want random celebrities. I know we've kind of started doing this already. I kind of have. Random celebrities that we can, or that, sorry, again, I can tweet up until the point that they block me on Twitter and try to get to call into Tad Pog.
Please don't do that.
One per week? Yeah, maybe. You know, I'll leave that up to you guys. I'm going to go ahead and throw out my first suggestion, and I'm going with William Shatner.
Mm.
Yes, William Shatner. Oh, my. It just seems like somebody that would do something random, like call Tad Box. That's what my suggestion is for this week. If you have something better, feel free to let me know. And same thing goes for Tad Pog Nation. You guys keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later. Peace.
I've got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson.
Nice.
I would go crazy if Mike Tyson called into the show.
I think one of the celebrities most known for just random acts like that is Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Because he just does just absolutely random stuff like that. But I'd like to see Kirstie Alley call into the show. We could talk a lot of random shit to Kirstie Alley. Talk about Veronica's closet.
I like that Cheers is not at the top of your fucking list.
No, no. I saw Veronica's Closet way before I saw Cheers.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see Cheers.
That explains so much.
Yeah. I didn't see Cheers until it was on Nick at Night.
Oh, God damn it, Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, at least you saw it.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I really like Cheers. Okay. I imagine I'm in the minority when I say this.
Coach. You prefer Coach?
I prefer Coach to Woody.
I definitely prefer Woody.
Yeah.
Definitely prefer Woody. Which of Sam's love interests do you prefer?
Diane.
Yeah, me too.
They came before.
Yeah.
They were the quintessential before Jim and Pam, before Ross and Rachel. There was, you know, Sam and Diane. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
I feel like they were quintessential in divining, but yeah. I mean, I like Kirstie Alley, but she was kind of the replacement because,
she was totally the replacement.
Yeah, just because, what's her name? I forget the actress's name. Shelley Long.
Thank you.
Before Shelley Long just got too big for her panties and thought she could be a movie star.
Is that what happened? Is that the story? Is that why she left?
Yeah, she left because she thought she was going to make it really big. Yeah. And like she made True Beverly Hills and a few other things, but you know, she didn't, as big as she thought it, well, she would, you know.
Right.
She didn't leave at the right time in order to make it big. Like Ted Danson, I feel like, went much bigger and better afterward. And of course, Woody Harrelson and other people did.
I would say he's probably made it out the best.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean.
Ted Danson does some good things, but yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Some funny things, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love him on the show he does with Zach Galifianakis. I feel like it's been off for a long time. The show he did, it was on HBO.
I haven't seen it.
You think if I liked it so much, I remember the name.
I mean, one would think, but
yeah, one would think.
I know how it goes.
I'm sick.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
All right. So Kirstie Alley and Mike Tyson,
and maybe Bill Murray.
And maybe Bill Murray.
Throw a random one out there,
but please don't bother Bill Murray. Yeah. Like I think, please don't bother him. Like I seriously mean that. Like you can bother the fuck out of Mike Tyson. I don't give a shit. But Bill Murray is like. Really, really one of my comedic heroes.
Mm.
So he deserves to maybe be left alone a little bit.
And, well, another gamer, a celebrity who is a gamer that would have like a 1 in 5 million chance would probably be like Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
So like that's remotely in the Earth's realm of possibility.
I don't know.
I mean,
he's pretty big.
Yeah,
he's pretty big.
I feel like now more than I don't know because he got big as Wesley Crusher. And then I felt like then there was kind of a stagnation.
Oh, yeah.
And then now because of the board games and Big Bang Theory and shit like that, everything's like on an upswing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of jealous of that guy.
Yeah, he's doing what he loves gets paid for
it. Yeah, yeah. That must be nice. All right. We got another call here, and it's from St. Zach. Might be a redaction to trampoline talk. I don't know. We're not judging here, Zach.
Or him still insisting.
Now I know you guys watch Trampoline Girl. All right, here we go.
Tad Pog Nation, St. Zach here. First off, I would like to apologize when I called you from MTV Spring Break. By the way, Pauly Shore would love to come on and do a guest episode of Tad Pog.
Lord Mike? Pauly Shore.
Yes, it was a New Year's resolution. No, definitely not a resolution, but wishes of awesomeness from New Year's. Well, which would have been the past when you recorded the episode. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I have several stories about the Foxy Lady and Club Erotica that I would love to share with you, but I'm not sure if I should unless I'm on the show. So you let me know, and I'll call back in a future episode or call back for a future episode and tell you those stories. But what I was calling about was a little bit of a downer. You guys suck at Sunset Riders. My buddy John and I would make it all the way to the Can-Can Dancers and only die once. That game was amazing. And yes, they throw tons of bullets at you. But if you have the reflexes of a fucking 5-year-old, you can dodge every single bullet. It's not. The slide mechanic is crucial to that game. And as long as you can map out the patterns of the bullets, like whenever they're flying all over the screen, you're like, okay, I have to miss this, 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 and then jump. By the way, the Silver Star gives you a wider spread on your shotgun. I know you probably didn't notice it, but it's a little bit bigger. And the Gold Star gives you rapid fire. So if you had held down on the fire button, you would have noticed that.
Yeah, we said that in the show.
You were still tapping.
No,
so anyway,
we were.
There's a little bit of bad news from St. Zach. which I don't think I've ever given any. But, yeah, you guys have a great day, and enjoy this all-call Monday. Halo bless.
I think he's a little out of order. I clearly think that we did suck. I don't think that's wrong. Like, I would say that we did not do very well at Sunset Riders. But I think, Zach, I think you sucked at listening to that episode because in that episode, I believe we said that we were pretty sure it was rapid fire, but we were tapping instead of holding it down. We realized the folly.
But if he wants to come on and tell his stories before he does that, he's going to have to come and beat that game for us like he says he can. Like he's going to have to witness, I'm going to count how many times he gets hit, how quickly he goes through it. Like I want to, if he's so amazing at it, we suck so much, I want a flawless speed run out of Zach when he comes into this house.
Okay. All right. I'm down for that. I think it's hilarious because when we were recording Fatal Fury 2, we also pretty much got this from him. Do you recall?
Yeah.
Pretty much word for word, Zach. I'm sorry that we didn't like Sunset Riders as much as you. Tyler likes it more than me. So really your beef is with me because I tell you what, man, I think that game's a piece of shit. There you go. Sorry. I think that game, there are a million fucking games I'd rather play than Sunset Riders. A million.
It's like what that, I forget the reviewer who was so angry he threw his iPod because of how we talked about Uniracer. That's like Zach of that reviewer and Uniracer, Zach and Sunset Riders.
Sorry, man. I didn't like it at all. I think it was, man, just such a shitty game. And racist, too. That game was racist as fuck.
Nah.
We can't just give that a pass. All right, Zach. Thanks for calling. Maybe I'll change my mind one day. I doubt it. voicemail. Let's see. Caller ID picked up. Gentleman of wolf fighting fame.
Yeah.
Let's see what Jacob's got to say.
Hello, Tad Pog. It is Jacob. I wanted to call because I wanted to help contribute to the all call-in show. I guess that my question for this call is, what are some gaming trends that this isn't a very old school question, but what are some things that you're looking forward to gaming wise in the new year? Because you know we're still in, I think we'll still be in January by the time the show goes up. And what are some things that you guys are really strongly anticipating that are either coming out this year or in the very near future? So thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Do you have an answer, Tyler? I've got a few.
Like one would be on both our lists because we talked about it right before we recorded. So Bravely Default.
Yeah. Super, super looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. I've been playing the demo. I can't wait. I think it comes out November 7th. Mm-hmm.
It's late, but
February 7th. Yeah. I get February and November mixed up. I usually show up to Thanksgiving dinner with a small box of chocolate shaped like a heart.
And for Valentine's Day, you make Nikki a big roast turkey with all the trimmings.
No, I just say, "Where's dinner?" So yeah, definitely Bravely Default.
Let's see. After that, I know you're not excited for it, but I'm excited for what will probably be the last Professor Layton, the Azran Legacy, comes out.
It's the last one?
Uh-huh.
Well, at least there's that.
To my knowledge, the last of its solo. I believe there's still the Phoenix Wright Layton crossover game coming out, but to my understanding, it's the last traditional Professor Layton game.
How can there be any more puzzles?
We'll see.
Dude likes to do puzzles, man.
The Wii U Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
coming out this year. I'm looking about for the
3DS version.
Yeah,
because I want to see how they compare.
How that works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Final Fantasy 15. That's rumored to be out this year. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I want to. I can't really say I'm looking forward to it. It's more like I'm expecting something good or something really bad. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like it feels like I'm going like 200 miles an hour on the interstate. Like either. Something really good's going to happen and I'm going to get like to where I'm going really, really early and have extra time to do shit, or something really horrible is going to happen. And like, I'm going to careen off the road. The car's going to tumble like 30 times and it's going to be bad news.
That's how Final Fantasy is now.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. I'm also, Yoshi's New Island is coming out. That's coming out in March. I'm very excited about that. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
Yeah. I that'll be fun. I hope you pick that up because I want to play it.
I am. Absolutely.
I have not picked up any, I guess they're current gen consoles now.
Yeah.
I haven't picked any of those up.
It doesn't even feel like Wii U is current gen, but
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to see how long I can go.
I don't blame you. I mean, I enjoy my Wii U. I think it's a nice system because you know a lot of the games for Xbox One and PS4 I can get on PC. And
yeah.
PC is what I would prefer to play them on. But like shit that comes out on Nintendo,
you're only going to see
on Nintendo.
Yeah.
So I may as well get that because it's gonna be a little cheaper. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles and things mm-hmm. like that. But that's the only way I can get that content. So that's the only reason I have one now. But I'll pick up a PS4 eventually.
Yeah. Once they hit a significant price drop, I'm going to be picking up. Yeah. I'll probably pick both consoles up once they hit a significant drop.
What I would love to see is the PS4 Vita bundle. For a good reduction.
Yeah.
I would absolutely buy that. And that way then I get Tearaway and Towerfall and shit like that.
Yeah. Towerfall, though, I mean...
Is that coming out for Steam?
Yeah, okay. It's coming out on PC and PS4, I believe.
Okay.
So they haven't announced when other than 2014. So that is definitely on my list of things I'm looking forward to. Because I want to play that on the PC very badly.
Yeah.
Because that's where I do most of my gaming now, is on the PC. I'm looking forward to hopefully some of the projects I've backed on Kickstarter. I'm hoping those come out this year, particularly Road Redemption. I know I talked about playing Road Rash with Gary for 6 hours. Road Redemption is a Kickstarter project that I backed that is very much in the spirit of Road Rash, done with current gen game engine. And man, I can't wait for that. God, I hope. It's like Kickstarter's like, I just know none of these are going to happen. You know what I mean?
You got burnt once.
I got burnt once, yes. And we both did.
We both got burned, yeah.
On that stupid game. It sounded like a great concept, and that's why I backed it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what it was called.
Like Mance Macabre.
Mance Macabre, that's right. So now I'm like really gun shy, and I hear all these other people like on Reddit talking about backing games on Kickstarter, and it never happens. I backed Hyper Light Drifter I hope that comes out in 2014. I backed Mighty No. 9.
I wish I missed that. I was so pissed. I would have loved to back Mighty No. 9.
That will come out. Yeah. Like, I've got no doubt that's coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know when the date is, but I hope it's 2014.
And that'll come out. That'll come out on, like, handheld systems, not just like for Steam or something like that. That'll hit Vita and 3DS and everything. So
I backed it for the digital download. I'm looking forward to that. River City Ransom Underground, which I've talked about on this show before. Hopefully that comes out. And Project Phoenix, the RPG.
Yeah.
Probably not going to be 2014. But
yeah, because that's a lot of... They put a lot of resources for that one. It'll be awesome if it happens. But and I backed... Jacob York sent me the link of Jacob York of Wolf Fighting Fame, the Cosmic Star Heroine.
Yeah.
And I missed backed that. It looked interesting. It was in the same vein as like Phantasy Star and Chrono Trigger. It's like the way it was kind of described. And the screenshots, they looked really good. So I was like, okay, what the hell? And I threw in for the digital download.
Well, I feel like I've got like 5 risks going on right now.
It's enough risk.
It's enough risk. But they hook me every time, man. Every time. All they have to do is just sell a really good game concept. I've told you this before, Tyler, but I think if we put together a good game concept and made paid for a video to be produced of us talking about it, we get a whole lot of money, and then just a month later write everyone an email and say, we're sorry, it's not gonna happen.
Yes. It's what happens.
Because that is the Kickstarter game model.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like amazing concept that no AAA publisher is ever going to do.
People can read about an impending lawsuit, but then nothing happens.
Right. And we can offer people refunds, but if they're like me, they're going to be like, these guys are bummed that they can't make the game. I only pledged, $5. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows how much we make?
I didn't ask for my money back on Mance McCall.
No, me neither. So thanks for calling, Jacob, of Wolf Fighting Fame. I feel like that was a really good question.
That's a good question.
I learned some things about Tyler. All right. We've got the last call here, but we also have 2 emails.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to split the emails up?
No, we just read the emails.
Do them at the end?
Yeah.
Back to back?
Yeah.
Okay. Double feature.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Last call of the night.
Gentlemen, how's it going? It's Tony. So I was thinking about the amalgamation of 90s TV video game that was mentioned the other day. And what I thought would actually be better than having a Marvel versus Capcom style game would be to have the next installment in the Ninja Turtles arcade series.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of having Turtles in Time, you would have Turtles in TV, where the various 90s sitcom members would be the bosses that you fight at the end of each stage.
Oh my God. I'm in 100%.
What you guys thought about that plan, get that started as a Kickstarter. The other thing I have is a question, actually, and I know Tyler could probably answer this. I don't know if Dave has read the King Killer Chronicles books or not.
Yes,
but
I have.
My question is, who do you think is the bigger son of a bitch? Joffrey Baratheon or Ambrose from the King Killer Chronicles series? So I will be looking forward to hearing from you guys on those 2 subjects, and I will be listening. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right, I love your idea, first of all. Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you for calling in, Tony.
Impresario, Tony.
Sorry. I extend my apologies. Impresario, Tony. Also, please let us know about that shuttle thing Tyler was talking about earlier. I need to know why you got out of class. I really like the Turtles idea a lot. The first thing that came to my mind was a Who's the Boss level, where at the end, you've got Tony and you've got Mona.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fighting each other. And then you roll up, and then they turn and start fighting you.
See, I immediately thought of sort of a reskin of the first level in the Simpsons arcade game where you're fighting the wrestler. It looks sort of like that, but it's reskinned to be the Family Matters living room, and you're fighting a giant Carl. And you're like knocking Carl on his ass, and he's walking around waving his hands and running around. He picks up the couch and throws it at you, and the TV and throws it at you.
I do, honestly, I think you're onto something. I think a Simpsons reskin would actually be a more fun game. Now, you can answer this next question.
Mm-hmm, the King Killer Chronicles.
Yeah, because I have not read that.
Because that's Name of the Wind is the first book in that series.
Okay, I started that and then stopped it to start reading A Feast for Crows.
Okay, which is totally fair. But let's see, Ambrose doesn't... I know Joffrey's full story, so I can speak better to Joffrey, like, whereas Ambrose's full tale isn't done until the third book comes out. Ambrose doesn't have the full extent of power, but Ambrose is a more complicated dickhead than Joffrey is. I think Joffrey is just, you know, he's the most one-dimensional character in A Song of Ice and Fire series, which makes me, like, I can appreciate him as a villain, but I don't like just one-sided chaotic evil like that. I just don't think there's much to it. So I think the potential to do more damage is with Ambrose, so I'm going to go with Ambrose.
Okay, Ambrose. I'm gonna go with Joffrey because he's the only one I know.
Okay, that's fair.
So that way, now there's a big split between you and me. You're an Ambrose guy. I'm a Joffrey guy.
Well, it's like you're a Family Guy, and I'm an American Dad guy.
I don't know. I'm not sure we can continue doing this show. Actually, could you please leave? Can you take your pneumonia-ridden ass out of this annex?
Then go vomit into a bottle so Nikki can clean with it.
Yes, we strictly keep the pneumonia under the kitchen sink. Thank you for calling, Impresario Tony. We've got two emails, Tyler.
Mm.
Would you like me to read both of them since you're not feeling well?
I would like that very much.
Yeah, play it up.
I'm so sick.
All right, first email. This is from Phil Hawkins. Filthy Phil, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Good day, gentlemen. This is Phil from Salem. I just wanted to briefly weigh in on last week's poll from the Secret of Evermore episode. Fuck, marry, kill. The original three Pokemon, or a spider girl, or a slime girl. First, you have to kill the spider girl. Small spiders are terrifying enough as it is, so there's no way I'm getting married and committing myself to a lifetime relationship with a woman who is part giant arachnid. I think that's fair. And I certainly couldn't work myself up to fuck a spider girl on even my best day. Sure, the woman half could warm me up with some good old-fashioned mouth hug. I haven't read this, by the way. Or a hand gibber. I could love this guy. But I'd eventually have to seal the deal by putting my gooter inside the spider's butt.
Because that is where the hole always is. It's cloaca? Always in the spider part.
What is the reproductive equivalent of a vagina on a giant spider anyway? It's not happening. Besides, there's a 90% chance she eats me after consummating the deal. Mm-hmm. It's true. That leaves the obvious choice to fuck the slime girl. There's no way you can convince me to make sex with three Japanese children's cartoon monsters when there's a hot, willing, woman-shaped entity that may or may not be made out of gak. Remember gak? I never had gak, but it always looked fun when I was 10. I bet fucking a slime girl is roughly the same and inserting my penis into a bucket of warm gak. So that means I marry Pokemon, and I'm okay with that. I don't have to fornicate with the cartoon creatures, so it's essentially like having three pets that give tax benefits. Assuming the state of Oregon recognizes my marriage. I could just keep them outside or locked up in Pokeball and not have to acknowledge them until they die. I assume I'd outlive them, but you tell me, what's the average lifespan of a Pokemon? Regardless, I've made my choice. Fuck the slime girl. Kill the spider girl. Marry the Pokemon.
Mm.
Take it easy, gentlemen. As always, keep up the good work.
Solid arguments.
Do we know what Phil does for a living?
I don't think so.
If you're not writing for anything, you should seriously consider that.
Yeah.
Because I think this is some seriously funny shit. Like, really do. I really think this is hilarious. Holy shit.
See, I have this special attachment to GAC because I remember I was the first person in school to have GAC. Like, for some reason, it hadn't made it to Kentucky yet, but I happened to be like...
Would you get it imported from Canada or something?
Well, I happened to be in Chicago, like, right when it came out, so I guess bigger cities got it first.
All right, that makes sense.
So I remember driving through, like, my family never travels that far out of town. We just happened to be
special,
in Chicago.
Special GAC trip.
Tyler, I heard this stuff's coming out. We got to be on the first flight out.
I like that you bought all your hockey gear in Chicago, so your dad drove you to Chicago to return it, and you picked up the GAC. You picked up the price equivalent GAC as all your hockey equipment. So you've got like a big keg of GAC that you just brought home with you.
Well, I remember because I bought the GAC, And then my dad just, oh, he would laugh for days about shoving it back in the container and listen to it fart. Mm-hmm. That was so funny to him for so long.
Well, he's not wrong.
So, yeah. But I was popular for like 3 weeks before we got GAC at Walmart in Kentucky.
Hey, but that's good. You had a good run.
Yeah.
Here's my experience with GAC, which as soon as he said GAC, I went here. Buddy, it's a good thing you didn't have GAC because I tell you what, you take it out of that little star-shaped container.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 hours, it's covered in lint and pubic hair and anything that's just...
Because whenever you just lay it on the carpet and just hump it, roll it across the carpet, right. You get pubes and lint all in it.
Look, I didn't have enough GAC to fill a bucket, okay? I just had the little container, so I had to make do with what I had. Don't sit there and tell me you didn't fuck the GAC while you looked at the girl jump on the trampoline.
Don't tell me you didn't do it for at least 6 hours.
Well, I mean, you
got Sunset Riders.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we got another email, Tyler.
Yeah.
This email is from Phil Hawkins.
Yeah.
I'm excited to read it because I also haven't, well, I did read this one. I'm not going to lie. For some reason, I didn't get the other one. He sent it to both of us, but I missed it. So there might be less uncontrollable laughter for me, less outbursts. I'm not going to make any promises. Gentlemen, I'm not sure if you'd rather hold this for another episode since I already submitted a comment via email, but it's your show, so I'll let you decide. I think we're going to do
it. We're going to read it.
I think we're going
to
do it.
You're going to read it. I'm going to listen to it.
First, congratulations on eclipsing the one-year mark. Take it from somebody who has started 3 different blogs that didn't make it 6 months. The fact that you continue to produce great content every week is a testament to your commitment and abilities. That said, I have been listening to back episodes, classic Tadpog, if you will, and it's amusing to see how the show has refined over the past year. The first dozen episodes listen like the pilot season of a show that producers hadn't quite figured out. Since the first few months of Tadpog, we've seen the rise and fall of the ill-fated Mondo sponsorship. Several attempts to review terrible games like Shaq-Fu and Supernova's Arc 3D, the brilliant introduction of the Tadpog Hotline, and many more subtle changes to the show. My favorite change is the banter, rife with talk of embarrassing childhood masturbation stories and revolting Reddit links. You may not remember, but the first 6 episodes of Tadpog were actually quaint and wholesome, with the occasional curse word to add spice. The tone changed during the Adventures of Batman and Robin episode, when you said, Tyler, the Riddler looked like he was jacking off invisible ghosts. I fucking read that. I just started laughing when I read that in my office at work. I just uncontrollably. Incidentally, in the very next show, Tyler's interesting fact was a hypothesis that his neighbor could only get his dick hard by revving a trunk engine for hours on end. Anywho, I'm not sure where I'm going with this other than to see what you guys think of how the show has changed or evolved, to use your Pokemon parlance. I, for one, enjoy the witty X-rated banter just as much as the video game talk, so I encourage you to keep what you're doing. Take it easy, Phil.
That neighbor has since abandoned his house.
Really?
Like, just, I mean, just left. Doors unlocked, just left.
You go in there and fuck sometimes?
I've gone in it.
Really?
Because
I want to go in there and fuck sometime.
I guess we can do that.
I want pneumonia real bad.
I want pneumonia in a dirty house.
I'll pay some guy to sit in the driveway and rev a truck. Maybe is the house haunted, do you think? Was he trying to scare the ghost out? Like he's parked in front. It's like, I'm going to drive to the house, ghost. I'm going to drive to the house.
I'm going
to
get you, ghost. Well, the for sale sign was, they had a for sale sign posted, and they were asking way too much for it. Like, they are not going to sell it. So, but they had their number on there. My dad called it, because, like, whenever my dad was renovating my house, he saw that the other guy had a bunch of paint that he put in his house. And my dad called him and asked him if that paint was still there. And the guy told my dad, he's like, everything's still in it. We just left. So then my dad and I go over there.
Haunted.
And
it's haunted.
Well, it's
you should not have gone in there.
It's so weird.
The ghost gave you pneumonia.
The pneumonia ghost.
The pneumonia ghost. Happens to be the same ghost that the Riddler is jacking off. I'm sorry. I'm giving a mouth hug.
Give me a mouth hug. but it's like you walk in and it's creepy because there are trophies everywhere.
What kind of trophies?
Motocross.
Oh.
And they're like the huge motocross trophies.
He just left them?
He just left like.
Like how huge?
Like 3-4 feet.
Oh, wow.
Like they're the huge like championship trophies.
And that house is fucking haunted, dude. There's no way he'd leave those.
There are at least 40 motocross trophies just scattered across that house. And its layout is weird because every room looks dramatically different. And they're all, absolutely every room is connected. Like every room has 3 doors in it that connect to all the other rooms. So like the bathroom has like 3 different entrances, like both bathrooms, all the bedrooms. Like it's really weird.
That's in case a ghost locks one of the doors.
So you always have, watching for your exits.
A ghost, if you'll think back to your spiritual days, when you were first developing and learning about ghosts, you will remember that a ghost can lock up to a maximum of 2 doors at a time.
Mm.
So you always need the 3rd door so you can escape if a ghost starts locking the doors in your house.
It's true.
It's a fact. It's a ghost fact.
Nicole Nance of Kirby's Dream Land 3 fame can testify. That is her religion.
Her religion is ghost locking doors.
Ectomancy? Is that what you would call it?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. But thank you, Phil, for both of those emails. Very nice.
Definitely. Tyler, how do you think that our show has evolved? Let's answer his question.
It has changed. We have gotten, because I guess that is the first where we got really over the, you know, we started pushing it. And then once there was the hullabaloo, and then so we backed up a little bit. And
hullabaloo.
Then,
what? I don't refresh me on what happened there.
No. It's just a thing.
It's a thing.
We've been forgiven. It's fine. And then it, slowly, so we're encroaching back, but more careful. Like, we can be offensive, but it just needs to be funny. So I think we're hitting it. We're hitting a good,
are you implying
a
we
good
weren't,
balance.
Are you implying we weren't funny before?
Well, you didn't say it was me, so.
I thought it was hilarious.
So it's like, I think I mentioned earlier, like the Louis C.K. bit, where like you can be as offensive as you want to be, but you have to be more funny than you are offensive. So and I think just
we don't
like,
stand a fucking chance.
Well, I think my joke that ruffled some feathers, it just wasn't funny enough to be like, make people laugh it off. So now we just know, like, we just have to be funnier. So that's the goal.
No pressure.
No pressure. Just be funnier.
I mean, I keep laying down those sweet ghost jokes. Man, we're going to be, we're going to take off. Mike Tyson's going to call in, give his opinion on doors locked by ghosts. It's going to be a great time. I think our show has evolved in a wonderful way because I'm lazy. We don't really edit that much anymore.
Yeah.
We've kind of got this shit down a little bit. I'm not saying that we're great at it by any stretch of the imagination, but I think we've lowered our standard. I'm willing to let a lot of shit fly that I wasn't willing to let fly in the beginning. I'm going to leave that in. Or actually, you're going to edit this one. Yeah. You're going to leave that in, I'm sure.
If I notice it, I'll usually take it out.
Yeah.
But I've learned to see exactly what our look like.
In the waveform.
So, yeah. Then if I see that and I know it, I'll take it out. But if we were in a big rant and it happens to be in the middle, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
But yeah, I'm overall very happy with the direction the show's taken. You know, adding achievements and then the call-in segments.
Yes,
I feel like everything's developed well.
Yeah. Hey man, we're gonna keep on doing it. And I mean, obviously, Tyler's doing this while he has pneumonia, so he's committed.
So yeah, we haven't missed any show since we started.
We got to record the emergency birth episode.
Yep.
Maybe a couple so that we don't miss an episode. When,
well, Meg wants to give a natural birth. So that'll take a while. So when she goes into labor, like, okay, I'm going to go record Tadpog. I'll be right back.
I've got a nice, like, I think it's like a $200 handheld recorder on our Amazon wish list. Maybe between now and when your baby is born, maybe we can do a Kickstarter, or maybe I can just save up some money and get this so that we can do a Tadpog episode from the delivery room.
Mm.
If you'll let me in.
Yeah.
And then we can ask the baby what it thinks.
Yep.
Do you think you'll like video games, baby?
Have I talked about what it is? Have
no.
I revealed?
No, okay. You haven't. And I wasn't going to do that for you.
So my baby is a girl, and we're going to name her Parker Rose as a double name. So Parker Rose Holland,
mm-hmm.
Due July 4th.
That's your gift to America.
Yep. Although that was also my due date, was July 4th.
Missed it. You were late.
So she better not come 2 days early and have my birthday. I'd be so mad at my daughter. So mad.
I don't know when your birthday
don't
is.
Don't steal my thunder, baby.
You're July 2nd?
July 2nd.
I thought you were July 6th.
Nope.
What's my birthday? Thank God. I was going to feel awful. You were like, I can report
I know when it comes up on Facebook.
Yeah. All right. Then I don't feel like a total shitbag.
I don't know anybody's birthday. I know Meg's and...
You're required by law to know Meg's.
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I know like the month, my brother, mom, dad, I know what month that's in. Uh-huh. But otherwise, see, I just wait to see it on Facebook.
I know birth months. I knew you were July. For some reason, I thought you were July 6th. You're 2 days before the 4th, not after. Okay. You were early. That's it, man. That's all we got.
Well, I've got a list to read off for you for John Sullivan.
Okay. See, I'd already forgotten because you just totally nixed my John from down the street Sullivan. So I was just done with it.
Well, we'll add it. We've got that as an option. Just if you don't like any of these.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Just
I like the last one the most.
So you want to start with that one or you want to?
Nope. Let's say one at the end. Okay. And right. see what you think of all of these.
All right. Do you want me to do like a laugh-o-meter or something? We're gonna gauge this. You want to like pull the audience here,
or you can clap. I'll run a number on how hard you clap.
All right, okay.
Or the God, that'd be so
so annoying. Yeah, you're right.
I can just imagine the trying to edit that out, which is a huge noise. Master artisan, okay. John Sullivan.
It makes him sound like a sandwich artist.
Calligrapher, John Sullivan.
All right, okay.
Pharaoh, John Sullivan.
All right, these are getting better.
Gambino. John Sullivan.
Okay, all right.
Gambler, John Sullivan.
Okay, I'm losing why these things are the way they are.
Gumshoe, well, John Sullivan.
All right, I like it. Makes me think of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Architect, John Sullivan.
Okay.
Da Vinci, John Sullivan.
Okay.
Color Mage,
John Sullivan. Oh, that's your last one, isn't
it? That's the
last one. Yeah, I knew it. That's it.
Yeah.
Color Mage.
Color Mage.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your title, John Sullivan, Color Mage.
Congratulations.
That's not like what's artist. He designed stuff. Color Mage.
That's okay. Good. Color Mage is great. I also like Gumshoe. Can we do a Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego episode one day?
Yes. I last time I was at Goodwill, I bought two still wrapped CD-ROM Carmen Sandiego games.
Fuck so yes.
We can do those.
And there's always a good Carmen Sandiego cosplay at Dragon Con.
That's true.
There hasn't been a year I've gone where I haven't seen a good one.
I haven't seen those kids that are always trying to catch her on the cartoon, though. Just Carmen Sandiego.
We should dress as them this year. And then when we find her.
Try to catch her.
Yeah. Man, and all of a sudden a flower pot's going to fall off the window ledge and scare us away.
No, I mean, we have to be like violent. Like we have to like rush out and just tackle like Goldberg style spear her through the crowd.
I'm not going to like, this may come across as insensitive. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. All the Carmen Sandiego cosplayers seem to be like the kind of girls that could beat the shit out of me.
Well, one of us, it's not two guys that try to catch Carmen Sandiego. It's a guy and a girl. Okay. So one of us has to dress like a teenage girl in a bomber jacket.
Dibs. I'll be Julie. And I, as I run at her, I will twirl my prosthetic penis like a propeller.
I'm going to get you, Carmen.
And meanwhile, you make airplane noises.
I got to work on my police academy helicopter noises. Yes,
yeah. Well, you got some time. It's all, you got till September.
No. Oh. I've got people to thank.
Yeah, people to thank. Mm-hmm. Who we got to thank?
So our Twitter is just destroying Facebook. Destroying Facebook.
We don't have many followers. Like we've got 109 followers, which is, I mean, you know, I love the followers we have. Mm-hmm. But man, our followers are awesome because they crazy retweet and interact with us. I love it.
Mm-hmm. So for Facebook, Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue, Marques Nicole, Saint Zach. Is it Lord Matt Barger?
Mm-hmm.
We promote him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. For Twitter, Marques Nicole, Chandra Nitschit, Impresario Tony, Nathan Gartron, two Exalted Lord Micah Purdue, Baron Drew Rowland, Winter is Corning.
Very love nice. That name. Mm-hmm.
Baron Paul Kluel,
mm-hmm.
Prosecutor Kyle Gilday, Lit Gamers Unite, and the Matt W.
Sweet.
We had more 5-star reviews, not written ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we still appreciate you just clicking that 5 stars. That's nice.
Yeah, definitely. The more of those we get, the more random people on iTunes might find the show.
And I want to thank for kind words. I got a message the other night when I was on Facebook trying not to be ill up late at night. from a wrestler, King Blackie, was very supportive of our show.
Sweet.
So shout out and thank you to King Blackie for his kind words. I guess I acknowledge corrections. Last week we had said the next show
was
Harvest
up.
Moon.
We fucked up.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not. It's really not. And here is the thing. Sam made that correction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that right. That would be funny. It's just a long chain of corrections that we make from here on out. You can trace it all the way back to when we said Harvest Moon. I really wanted it to be Harvest Moon for some reason, because I think I just want to go ahead and get that out of the way.
Mm.
I'm not going to lie.
I mean, people didn't like it, so I'll keep an open mind about it, but it doesn't sound great.
I'm going to keep an open mind, but it doesn't sound like my kind of game.
We played Farmville. It doesn't sound like I see back in the day that might have really been so, but I never played it, so I'll have to see.
It also doesn't sound like the kind of game that I'm going to have fun trying to squeeze into like a small window of time to play.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about, and I'm worried I'm not going to be able to give it a fair shake, but yeah. I don't know.
But next is actually Kirby.
It is.
Which Kirby is it? Can't tell you for
Let
sure.
me look it up, because we're so prepared. We are professional podcasters.
Because as soon as like I type in top into Google and it comes out, top 100 SNES games IGN, like immediately.
Yeah, I've searched it so many times.
Because I've looked at this list so many times, yeah. I should know.
What number would that be?
47.
47, all right. It is Kirby Superstar.
Kirby Superstar, because I knew it was something a little different.
Here's why we might have forgotten it, because it's a compilation game.
So something I would disagree with being on a list.
Right. So that explains it. You just looked over it because you already don't think it belongs on the list.
Yep.
So spoilers.
Yep. Look forward to me bitching about that.
So I'm going to make a prediction that next Wednesday's show is going to be a kind of one of those cloud of negativity shows.
Negativity is coming. So Matt Barger is going to eat that shit up. Just loves it.
Mm-hmm. We got anything else to do? Got any more people to thank? Or
no, I think I'm good.
All right.
I think that's it.
You want to close it down? And go home, put that pneumonia back in the bottle?
Yep. Shouldn't have drank it. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher so you don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about Harvest Moon.
Have you forgotten the name of the game?
Kirby Superstar. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, give the show a 5-star rating, write a review. Good mm-hmm. stuff happens. We mm-hmm. appreciate it.
Paul, we're gonna get your book to you here. I'm gonna try to remember, because we need to sign the damn thing still.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't thrown it in the mail.
At the very least, when Megalister comes in and we go to Game Galaxy, we'll get it to you.
Yeah. Also, man, I'm really glad that you said that, because we haven't really announced that Megalixir's coming to Tadpog Annex here in the next few weeks. I'm really bad at my dates. Obviously, I get February and November mixed up, so I'm not exactly sure when they're going to be here, but sometime they're going to be here.
They're going to be here for Thanksgiving. It's going to be great.
At some point, we're going to go up to Game Galaxy in Nashville and hang out there. So if anyone is listening who is in that area and maybe wants to join us, send us a message on Facebook, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You cool with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, awesome. We can do a dry run at Tadpog Prom.
Yeah.
And we can hold auditions for Come Blind, Fuck Slave. So bring your flutes. They could be come flutes or fuck flutes.
Or just your traditional
Or just your regular flute. It's fine, too. Don't worry, guys. We will be back next week, like Tyler said. We're going to be talking about some game. You can believe it.
We're going to be talking about... let's edit that in.
Believe it. We're going to talk about a game. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. That's where all the disturbing Reddit links go. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tadpog. A lot of cool people doing some cool shit there. If you haven't joined us there yet, please do. We're on Twitter at tadpog_podcast. Our Twitter nation is small, but fierce, lean, and loyal. That's how I would use to describe them. And I love them very much.
It's a good t-shirt design.
I'm not much of a Twitter person, but I slowly am becoming one because of our Twitter followers. They're really awesome.
I should use it more than trying to get Cam Girl to give free shows.
Well, I mean, that's a valid...
That's a good use for it.
I tell you what, give me the handles of all the Cam Girls and I'll add them... to who Tadpog follows.
Or retweet them so that they can put us in their cam shows. So then it just keeps growing and growing and then growing.
And then Lord Mike can harass them to call into the show.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I like where this is going. I'm going to go ahead and need these girls' names, Tyler.
This is a new segment. Lord Mike harasses cam girls.
That new segment, that's a new show. You can base a whole show around that. Lord Mike, if you
Exalted Lord Mike. Damn it.
Damn. If you want to take that idea and run with it, start your own show where you harass scam girls. I endorse it.
Yep. We'll turn this into a podcast network.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I need the sheet of paper that has our phone number on it. We might do another call-in show in the future. I don't know. I feel like this went okay. Mm-hmm. It went pretty long.
Yep.
So sorry about that. But if you're still with us and you want to call in sometime, please do. You can reach us at 270-883-2555. It's weird not asking you for a beard or a glasses. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm not going to do it because we're running long.
Yep.
But otherwise, I would. Please know that I had the thought to ask you what you would give this episode. Our intro song, Tyler, is a little song called Moves by Sycamore Drive. Yeah. And a link to that track can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
That's it. We're good.
Until next week.
Tropical Capricorn.
I don't know if we have a lot of stinger material.